We have said the Pledge of Allegiance.
So now we need to appoint a chairperson.
Of the Budget Committee.
Of the Budget Committee.
So you guys, someone needs to make a motion to appoint somebody.
I thought Dan was our.
He's chairman of the board. This is the Budget Committee.
Okay.
I nominate Connie.
Okay. I second it.
You second it? Any other nominations? All in favor of Connie as being the Budget Chairperson? Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Connie, you are now our Budget Chairperson.
All right. So, I guess we're following the.
Follow the agenda?
Agenda for approval of the. Am I on the right one?
Well. Click for one that says 5:30.
I got it. Well, there's two that say 5:30, actually.
Okay.
That's what confused me. So, I guess the presentation of the budget, which is all in a packet here.
Under the picture of the dead trees.
I know.
Okay, you ready for your budget?
We are.
Okay. Don't worry about that public hearing thing. That's from last year.
Yes.
Okay. So, go to, you've got your document that has a picture on the front of your name. Go to page 2. That is our budget message. We formed the district in 2014. And the five categories that are in the big thick plan you got are just district identity, transportation improvements, so we can do, you know, roads type stuff. Planning and development assistance programs, that's kind of what we're talking about, like if you hired an architect or do something. Public facilities and infrastructure, that's storm drains, water pipes, things like that. Debt service, if we were to go borrow money, you could pay debt service. And that's something that a lot of districts do at one point. They usually borrow every 5 years. And administration, and then property acquisition. That's if we had a blighted property and the district wanted to go buy it, and then they can resell it, redevelop. A lot of districts will go in, if you've got a run-down place, it's just nothing's going to happen. I mean, it's just not, you go to the owner and you say, hey, would you like to sell it? And then the district buys it. Say you go in and buy it for 100 grand. You tear it down, clean it up, now it's a flat piece of ground. Then you go sell the land. But of course, you're not going to lose the 100, but you're going to lose something because you had to buy the building. You're going to sell the land for a few bucks a foot. And that helps you get that money back. But the other thing you can do, if you end up with that piece of land, and this is what a lot of urban renewal districts do, you then can go bait in that brewery you want because you own the land. And you can go out to, you go to Bend at the 28 breweries and you say, if someone wants to build, we'll work with you. They will go build a building and you lease them the land. And if they stay 10 years, you waive it. You give them ownership. It's things like that. The reason you don't have a brewery is no one figures it's financially feasible. Investors go where they can make money. The grocery outlet's here because somebody decided there's money to be made. There isn't a brewery here because the brewery owners don't think it's crossed the line to make money. It's really that basic.
Mm-hmm.
And so by buying down risk, you then, that's what you can do. And so that's, but it takes some time to do that. But anyway, so those are the categories. We just talked about the fact that, we thought we'd take in 20 grand last year, it ended up 22.7. And then the 3%, we put 23.5 for this year is kind of our estimate. The assessor says, I won't give you one on urban renewal. And because ours are so new, I think that they're a little more nervous about it. And then I was mentioning there's a lag time, which we talked about earlier, between like mid-Oregon and these new buildings. Because they don't pay property taxes. They have to first get an occupancy permit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the taxes, mid-Oregon will probably get on the rolls because we're in April, May. It's close.
They're going to have their grand opening on 4th.
Yeah, they might have missed it. So they may get a free year. That's, again, those are all state laws, nothing any of us can do, so don't sweat an ounce over it. And of course, the new grocery store is obviously just starting, so it could be
a couple years out.
It could be a couple of years. There we are. That's the budget message. And if you go to the budget page, this is a one-pager.
I
like it. How refreshing.
We project to take in 22,750, and then if you look at the bottom of the projection from like last year, you see the 22,7. Then we move it to the top, go under the proposed column. So that's carryover, because we didn't spend any. That 22,7. Now we're adding 23,5. So we're going to have a total of 46,250. We budgeted last year the 2,500 for accounting and audit. We didn't actually charge it. So, you know, I doubt we will this year, so that's going to probably carry over. This one thing we're going to do is we want to spend $5,000 of this, and Corey will tell you what for, and it's on the downtown urban renewal area. And that you have a document.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, some of you have seen this before. You should have a copy. It's about 6 pages long, and if I can get you to turn to page 3, this is, the city has been talking with the Sustainable City Year program out of University of Oregon. This year they're working in Redmond. Redmond is, they've got probably 25 or more projects going with Redmond. And, you know, Redmond, the city of 27,000 people, that's the smallest city that this program's worked with. But their mission is to serve cities across the state of all different sizes. So next year, next academic year, 2016-17, they're looking at doing a pilot project in Sisters and in Lapine. So we've been working with them, and that's partly why city staff worked to put this together, so that we could utilize that program. And in the city budget, there is $40,000 allocated for these projects, five of which would come out of the Urban Renewal District budget, 30 is in the general fund of the city's budget, and 5 is also a line item in the city's general fund budget. But what this program does is it allows you to work with undergraduate and graduate students and faculty to come in and focus on a project and come up with creative ideas. It's essentially like hiring consulting services, professional services, which can be very, very, very expensive for a discounted rate, and still getting some young professionals who are on the cusp of entering their careers with creative minds. So we're proposing 2 projects with Sustainable City Year, and one is focusing on downtown revitalization on Huntington and Main Street, and call it the Urban Renewal District, really. Mm-hmm. So if you don't need to flip there, but in the Urban Renewal Plan, it talks about all these different areas of future things to look at, including create an identifiable town center as a hub of community activity. Well, that's essentially what this project would be, is how do you create a downtown walkable space for residents and tourists alike who want to come spend time there. Walk, enjoy the scenery, spend money, eat, all that stuff. A corollary piece of both these projects within the Sustainable City Year program, the other one would be up at Wickiup Junction,
which is outside the district,
mm-hmm. would be to look at how do you connect those two with walking paths or some kind of a multimodal system so that you can get from one to the other. That's, you know, that's for their creative minds to work on. But this project, if we're able to do it with Sustainable City Year, would give us plans that then when money comes along in urban renewal, 2, 3, 4, and beyond years from now, we'll have a jumping off point to turn to that and say, well, this was an interesting idea, let's take this and build from it. So that's our proposal, is to spend $5,000 on the $40,000 from the city that I will add is, and we're waiting to hear back from Ford Family Foundation, would be met with $40,000 from Ford Family Foundation for a total of $80,000 to fund the Sustainable City Year program in Lapine next year. So that was my...
Do we need to make a motion? Is that...
No, it's in the budget. We need to do it.
Okay. When we do the budget. Yeah.
So we try to make it cheap. Basically, it's 40 grand. You figure 20 for a quickie up, 20 if you kind of split it in half, which is a quarter.
Yeah.
So then you cut it in half, and this is a quarter of that.
Yeah.
But this district will be the benefactor mostly, because it's kind of then going to get into more details of what do our intersections and corners need to look like with trees and landscaping and all of it, because these guys will draw it all out with colored stuff and like you get. We don't have anything right now. It's just us walking around thinking what it ought to be. The mayor saying do something to a fence. Well, that's all great, but that that's not probably a document that's, you know, going to work. So anyway, we're excited about it. Yeah. And so we're asking for $5,000 out of this. So we're going to spend five of our 45 out of for a plan to move forward with.
Does anybody else have any questions on the budget? This time we'll take public comment on the budget. And can I get a motion to approve the budget?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? And public comment again?
Oh, thank
you. Giving them plenty of opportunity. Come on, guys.
Going once.
All right, this meeting's adjourned.
Okay. Right. Thank you, everyone. Remember, the committee will need you here on that June 8th. The full board.
We do need to be here on the 8th.
No, the board.
Just the board. Okay, that's what I thought. We don't need to be there.
No.
I may be gone.